MP49 recording length 12 minutes and 38 seconds. This recording was created using www.spokentext.net. Messier 49 Elliptical Galaxy M49, and GC4472, Type E4, in Virgo M49.jpg, right ascension 12, 29.8, H:M, declination plus 08, 00, Deg:M, distance 60,000, Cli, visual brightness 8.4, Mag, apparent dimension 9x7.5, Arc Min, discovered 1771 by Charles Messier, Elliptical Galaxy Messier 49, 1049, and GC4472, as one of the brightest member galaxies of the Virgo cluster. M49 was the first member of the Virgo cluster of galaxies to be discovered by Charles Messier, who catalogued it on February 19, 1771. It is also the second galaxy discovered beyond the local group after Lacaille's discovery of M83. 8 years later, on April 22, 1779, on the occasion of following the comet of that year, and on the hunt for finding more nebulous objects in competition to other observers, Barnabas Oriani independently rediscovered this nebula. In his Bedford Catalogue of 1844, Admiral William H. Smyth confused this finding with Messier's discovery and erroneously stated, "This object was discovered by Oriani in 1771. This error was repeated by John Herschel in his General Catalogue of 1864, G.C., who also erroneously assigned this object to 1771 Oriani, and also found its way into J.L.E. Dreyer's and G.C. M49 is one of the brightest Virgo cluster member galaxies with its mag 8.5, which corresponds to an absolute magnitude of approximately 22.8. Regarding its distance of about 60 million light-years, it is one of the giant elliptical galaxies in this great cluster, besides M60 and M87, and is of type E4 in Hubble's classification scheme. Its extension of 9x7.5 arc minutes corresponds to an ellipsoid with a projected major axis of nearly 160,000 light-years. We don't know the real extension along the line of sight toward us, of course, as we don't know the spatial orientation of the real ellipsoid axes, so it is actually a big ellipsoid. Older estimates have suggested a mass which might be bigger than that of the nearby giant M87, but now it is assumed that M87 is much denser, with its integrated spectral class G7 and color index plus 0.76. It is yellower than most galaxies in the Virgo cluster. Longer exposures show a system of globular cluster, which however is much less crowded than that of M87 and more comparable to that of M60 according to W.E. Harris' list. This galaxy has a system of 6300+/1900 globulars. The fuzzy nebulosity near the brighter star in the upper right is probably a faint, small companion, as it also appears in the DSSM image. Observe the reverse orientation of these images. However, in that image, many more faint companions can be seen, among them the relatively bright peculiar galaxy NGC 4470, photographic mag 13.0. The foreground star was first mentioned by John Herschel and is of mag 13. So that it might be erroneously taken for a supernova by observers and familiar with this galaxy's appearance, Halton Arp has included M49 as number 134 in his catalog of peculiar galaxies as an elliptical with nearby fragments. A probable supernova, 1969 Q, of Mag 13.0 was reported in this galaxy in June, 1969. Messier 49 observations and descriptions discovered by Charles Messier on February 19, 1771. Messier, M49, February 19, 1771 49 12H17 meters 48s, 184D26, 58, plus 9D16, 09. Nebula discovered near the star Rovergenus. One cannot see it without difficulty with an ordinary telescope of 3.5 feet Florida. The comet of 1779 was compared by M. Messier with this nebula on April 22 and 23. The comet and the nebula had the same light. M. Messier has reported this nebula on the chart of the route of the comet, which appeared in the volume of the Academy of the same year 1779. Seen again on April 10, 1781. Bryony, April 22, 1779. Very pale and looking exactly like the comet 1779 Bode, C/1779A1. William Herschel, Unpublished Observations of Messier's Nebulae and Clusters. Scientific Papers, Volume 2, p. 657, 1785, December 28, SW 498. Very bright, considerably large, gradually much brighter in the middle, extended with faint branches. Dryer's note. This is the only observation being recorded as being of M.49, but see volume ISP 1, pp 294-295, under I.7 and I.19. John Herschel, 1833, H1294, H1294 equals M49, Sweep 153, May 9, 1828, Ra 12 H21 meters 7.0s, NPD 81 D3, 32, 1830.0, Right ascension and north polar distance, R, PGMBM, 40, through clouds, twilight, ground, pretty gradually much brighter toward the middle, 40, diameter, seen, through clouds, at, twilight, Sweep 154, May 11, 1828, Ra 12 H21 meters 7.3s, NPD 81 D3, 33, 1830.0, seen in strong twilight, a very good observe of place, has **13 meters 0 deg F, 60, seen in strong twilight, a very good observation of the place, has a star of 13 meters of 0 deg following exactly to the east, 60, diameter, distance of star, Sweep 250, April 17, 1830, Ra 12 H21 meters 8.1s, NPD 81 D4, 6, 1830.0, VB, R, VSBM, 2, DIOM, **4.0s F very bright, ground, very suddenly brighter toward the middle, 2, diameter, a star 4.0s following to the east, Sweep 253, April 24, 1830, Ra 12 H21 meters 8.7s, NPD 81 D3, 57, 1830.0, EB, L, R, PSMBM, insensibly fading away, has **13 meters F, by Dion the star is just beyond the nebula, extremely bright, large, round, pretty suddenly much brighter toward the middle, insensibly fading away, has a star of 13 meters following to the east, by Dion the star is just beyond the nebula, Sweep 252, April 20th, 1830, Ra 12 H21 meters 10.1s, NPD 81 D3, 43, 1830.0, B, L cloudy, bright, large, cloudy weather, Smythe, CCCCXLVII 447, M49, CCCCXLVII 49 million Virginis, R 12 H21 meters 36s, Dec N8D 52.9 mean epoch of observation, 1836.37 April 1836, a bright, round, and well-defined nebula, on the Virgin's left shoulder, exactly on the line between Delta Virginis and Beta Leonis, 8 deg, or less than halfway, from the former star, with an eyepiece magnifying 93 times. There are only two telescopic stars in the field, one of which is in the SP and the other in the SF quadrant, and the nebula has a very pearly aspect. This object was discovered by Oriani in 1771. This is wrong. It was Messier who discovered it that year. Oriani found it only in 1779, and registered by Messier as a faint nebula, not seen without difficulty, with a telescope of 3.5 feet in length. It is a pity that this active and very assiduous astronomer could not have been furnished with one of the giant telescopes of the present days. Had he possessed efficient means, there can be no doubt of the augmentation of his useful and, in its day, unique catalogue. A collection of objects for which sidereal astronomy must ever remain indebted to him. John Herschel, General Catalogue, GC 3021. GC3021 equals H1294 equals M49, RI12H22 meters 39.3s, NPD81D13, 44.5, 1860.0, right ascension and north polar distance, VB, VL, HE, H, R, MBM6 observations by WNJ Herschel, very bright, very large. Described by WH as elongated, by JH as round, much brighter toward the middle. Remark. 3021H.1294 equals M49 discovered by Orion in 1771. This remark by JH is wrong. Orion only rediscovered M49 in 1779 when finding M61, Dreyer, and GC4472. And GC4472 equals GC3021 equals H1294, Oriani, M49, RI12H22 meters 40s, NPD81D13.5, 1860.0, right ascension and north polar distance, VB, L, R, MBM, R, equals M49 very bright, large, round, much brighter toward the middle, mottled. Remark. 4472, GC3023, 3024, LDR Lord Ross, have been struck out, as only H1293, 1294, 1305, and GC5653, Dodarest, were seen at Biller. The assignment of this object's discovery to Auriani is a repetition of John Herschel's error. Curtis' descriptions of 762 nebulae and clusters photographed with the Crossley reflector, PUBL, Lichobs, number 13, part 1, P9, 42, and GC4472, RA equals 12:24.7, DEC equals plus 833. The very bright nucleus is not stellar, shown well in a 3 meters exposure, nearly round, 2, in diameter. Fading out rapidly toward the edges. No structure discernible, though spiral character is suspected near the center in the short exposures. 28SN. Content Karasiev says. Students for the Exploration and Development of Space. Accessed September 21, 2007. Text to MP3 by SpokenText.net. Quick and Dirty complied by John-Morris.net. This recording was created using Spoken Text, a free online text-to-audio converter. To learn more about Spoken Text, visit www.spokentext.net.